Last year, Kane said it was unlikely he would ever run for office again. But when Webb disclosed in February that he would not seek re-election, many Democrats, including President Obama, urged Kane to run as the strongest party contender. In a video link on Twitter, Kane made it official and highlighted his accomplishments.
While we still have an awful lot of work to do to help Virginians who are struggling in a tough time, I know that Washington can learn a few things from Virginia. When we attack common obstacles instead of each other, we solve problems and get things done. We've got to be unified and creative in this tough and competitive world to expand jobs and educational opportunities in a fiscally responsible way. That's what I did as governor, and that's what I'll do as your senator.
If Kane becomes the Democratic nominee, he would face off against the winner of the Republican primary. Former governor and Senator George Allen, who lost the seat to Webb 5 years ago, is vying for the GOP nomination against Tea Party activist Jamie Radke and Hampton Roads attorney David McCormick. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Anne Marie Morgan.